Welcome to our scripture studies, as today we examine the readings for the third week of Advent. Our Old Testament reading comes once again from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 61, verses 1 to 2, and verses 10 to 11. For our readings for the third week of Advent, our Old Testament reading takes us back to the third section of the prophet Isaiah, the returning home of the first exiles to Jerusalem. The opening two verses in this passage should be familiar to us, as we read of Jesus picking up the scroll at the synagogue in Nazareth, reading these verses from Isaiah, and then announcing, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. The wait is over. The Messiah has come." We do not read today verses 3 to 9, which describe the reversal of roles between Babylon and the Jewish people. Because of their vindication and return to Jerusalem, the people will, and here is where today's passage picks up with verse 10, "rejoice heartily in the Lord, who has clothed us in the robes of salvation and the mantle of justice." For many people at that time, such clothing as robes and mantles were signs of richness, where most people's wardrobe consisted usually of what they wore each day, and maybe a cloak for colder weather. The bridegroom wearing the diadem or crown was an image of God, and the bride bedecked with jewels was an image of the people of God. Our New Testament reading comes from the first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 16 to 24. 1 Thessalonians is the earliest known New Testament writing and Paul's first letter, written during the summer of 51 AD, after disciples Timothy and Silvanus returned to Paul, who was in Corinth at this time. The letter was written to answer questions of the community concerning when was Jesus returning. After all, it was almost 20 years after Jesus' resurrection, and he still hadn't returned. Should they postpone living as Christians and return to their old ways until the end time approaches? Or are they to keep on living the faith? Today's selection comes from the final blessing, and Paul sums up the message he has given them. Prayer does not fluctuate with the circumstances one finds themselves in. To rejoice, to pray always, and to give thanks. It is through prayer that we are made perfectly holy in the three distinct aspects of each individual, in spirit, in soul, and in body. Our gospel reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 6 to 8, and verses 19 to 28. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted, and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you, so we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. Mark is the earliest and shortest of the Gospels. At this time, there was not much interest in the story of Jesus' birth and childhood, as it was imperative to Mark that the message of being prepared was of the utmost importance, as Jesus would be returning shortly. In a few short years, however, as the number of followers of Jesus grew, there was also a growing interest in how Jesus came to be the adult they had learned about. Infancy narratives were part of the oral traditions that were added to the story of Jesus. By the time the Gospel of John is written, 30 years after Mark, many knew the story of Jesus' birth and childhood. St. John did not wish to repeat what had been circulating about the ministry of Jesus, so he approaches the ministry of Jesus from a different perspective. This style is not as down-to-earth as Matthew, Mark, and Luke. While the other three Gospels showed how the divinity of Jesus appeared in his humanity, John shows how his humanity shone through his divinity. There are three reasons why the priests and Levites from Jerusalem come to question the Baptist: to investigate his preaching, to see if John had the credentials to be proclaimed a prophet, and they were jealous. Why had this Baptist become so popular among the people? In response, the Baptist answers with the words of the prophet Isaiah: "He is the voice of the one crying out, to make straight the way of the Lord." There is an interesting reference in verse 28 to Bethany. This is not the Bethany we are familiar with in the Gospels that was near Jerusalem. This town with the same name was east of the river Gentile, placing it in Gentile, or non-Jewish, country. Again, we are given a subtle reminder that Jesus came not for the few, but for all who would believe. This is Deacon Mike reminding you to live the Word.